Nothing heard, so we'll go to Bob. NAKPR, stand by Rick. Go ahead, Bob.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody else on the net. Man, Ron, just listening to you talk, I had to go and grab my sweatband and get something to drink. It was, that's way too much work. But hey, you got to do what you got to do. What did I do today? Last week anyways. I'm still trying to winterize things, get everything in the barn. It's supposed to go in the barn. I was gone a lot in November, so it was so hard to get anything done. But, well, just like today, you know, my wife and I had to run around and do a bunch of other things. And I said, you know, it's warm out. I gotta get something done, you know, so for the real cold sets in. So I finally got home around 4 o'clock this afternoon, and I hopped on the motorcycle. TriStar, I think, that I used to the gas tank, filled it up with premium, took it for another short ride to get it through the carburetor and everything, and then brought it into the barn. I says, okay, it's not raining, it's like 48 degrees out, so I didn't get cold, but it felt cold, but I didn't get cold or anything. I had enough clothes on to counteract that, but I almost got everything in the barn. I got another trailer to put in the barn. I got one trailer with a golf cart on it. That's in there, and I got another trailer, just a utility trailer I got to stick in there. It basically sits outside during the summer for about 6 months, and it sits in the barn for 6 months, but almost done. Then I got a lawnmower. I blew a belt, and I tried to put it back on, and I blew it again, so I either got a new belt, get a new belt for it, or I have to see what's wrong with the deck. But anyways, with that said, back to Net Control, WADW, NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, I did work on the John Deere. I got a 12 horse John Deere tractor that I have a snowblower on. And I put the chains on it and took the battery out of the riding lawnmower and put them in the old John Deere, and that's in the garage. The riding lawnmower is back in the shed in the back. And the old riding lawnmower, the John Deere, that's like I said, it's 12 horse John Deere. I bought it when I first moved in my other house over on Foss Drive. That was in 1974 or 75. I think it was 74. So you're talking a 50-year-old tractor. Still running. Smokes a little bit, but not that awful bad. We actually got underneath it here a week or so ago and greased the steering and everything else. It's getting to the point where the power takeoff, we could hardly move the handle. So I got in there and oiled that up. And so I'm ready for the winter. I just hope I don't have to use it, but if I do, it's ready. Okay, and we'll be back to the 73 round. Rick, KCAVOA, you're up, and stand by Mike.
Good evening, WEPW, and everybody in the net. Not a busy day, at least starting out, and the afternoon picked up a little bit. I went and got some pallets to build a manger scene, which I haven't done yet, but I've got pallets to tear apart and repair other pallets so I can put the pallets together to build a manger scene. And did get out in the garden, and the other day the garden was too froze to do anything to it. I forgot to plant my garlic, and that should have been planted mid-October. Did get that planted in the garden today, and so that was a good thing. And tomorrow, I'm going to get out there and get the shed emptied out and reorganized and get the snowblower dragged out to the end of the shed here so I can easily get to it if it does snow. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control. I am one and done tonight. 73, everybody. KCVOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. I'm not doing much snow. I figured I'm too old to do much shoveling, so I'm not doing that. It's like one of the snow that they were getting up in the UP Marquette today, or I guess last night. Heart attack snow. I guess they had 5 inches last night. So, and the gentleman that was on the net said he wasn't shoveling either. So, that's they were just telling him, make sure he keeps his. He's got a small plow truck. So just make sure you keep the plow truck running. So that's what his job was to do. Okay, Sarah, three there, Rick. We'll catch you later, and have a good evening. Mike, Katie at MMH, and I'll take a standby after Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, WATW, this is Katie at MMH. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. I'd like to thank everyone that came out Friday night for our annual Christmas potluck and club meeting. It turned out very well. Great food, everything was delicious, so I'd like to thank everybody for that. And our nominations and elections, I'd like to thank everyone for putting their trust in me again for another year for club president. Appreciate that. Hopefully we have another successful year in 2025. I'd like to thank Fred, KDAQCO, for stepping up and taking the nomination for the open board position. So appreciate that. And so now we've got Fred on the board for 3 years. So thanks for stepping up for that also, Fred. And then Saturday at the Combination Club Breakfast, Aries Breakfast out at Riverside. That was also very well. I'd like to thank Ron for putting that on and all the awards given out. So other than that, I just enjoyed the little bit nicer weather today. Did a little bit of work out in the garage again. But other than that, I think that's all I've got. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. This will be my only go-around today, so you can mark me out after this one. Say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KD8MMH, back to net control.
Okay, real good there, Mike. 73, so you have a good evening there, and we'll talk to it all down the log. That's WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the list? Please call now.